MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Supreme Court on Monday affirmed the convictions of Joseph Sanders for first-degree murder and attempted armed robbery in the fatal shooting of Laura McCormick, who was working alone as a convenience store clerk in the community of Weed in 2023. In the original case, Sanders was also found guilty of tampering with evidence, one count of unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, one count of unlawful carrying a deadly weapon, and one count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Those convictions were not appealed. There's progress to report on the restoration of the Rodoso Downs Casino and Racetrack, which was forced to close by the severe flash flooding earlier this year. General Manager Rick Bau said the scope of the work needed at the racetrack has been approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency despite the government shutdown. Removal of between 350,000 and 400,000 cubic yards of dirt and debris has begun and will be taken to landfills that have been approved by the Environmental Protection Agency. The track is now working with the State Homeland Security Department, the Village of Mescalero and Lincoln County on a plan to mitigate future flooding. The New Mexico Museum of Space History in Alamogordo is hosting a cleanup event 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Museum staff and volunteers will clean up the surrounding outside area of the museum, and volunteers will meet at 3196 State Route 2001 and are encouraged to bring gloves. Trash bags will be provided. And Tuesday is Election Day across the country, and in New Mexico, the voting hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Everything from mayor and city council races to sheriff and school board members, as well as other local, state, and board positions, are on the ballot. Some positions are nonpartisan, meaning there is no party affiliation to the specific position, such as a mayor. Others, like the sheriff, are partisan, meaning candidates must declare a party. Please check with the county clerk's office for voting locations, or go to the New Mexico Secretary of State's website at sos.nm. .gov. Some counties in the state have historically poor voter turnout, especially in odd number years. So please vote and make your voice heard. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.